show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Oh, the Olympics are going so fantastically at the moment. And
you like that, do you, Jim?
Yeah,
it sets the mood.
It was like you were running in slow motion at the end of that race. But
that's it. Well, we do welcome Jim Tiernan to the show right now, who is the dad of Patrick Tiernan, who is an Australian long distance runner. He's a Toowoomba boy. He qualified for the 2016 and 2020 Olympics and is currently in Tokyo competing. How are you going, Jim?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Jim, for those who didn't see it, your son Pat, so he's a long-distance runner, and on the weekend, during his 10,000-metre run, he stumbled a couple of times. His body just gave out, had to crawl across the finish line. He still managed to, you know, beat a record of his own, so it was still a stellar run. That's your little boy out there. You're watching him, obviously, in pain. His body just gave out. How does that make you feel watching that, Jim?
Oh, look, it's awful to watch. I don't think anybody enjoyed watching that. So it was good to see him finally get across the line. And, the fact that he ran across the line and then walked, that was good to see.
See, that's the thing. Seeing him manage to get across the line was just like, I don't know, it's that scene in Cool Runnings where they pick up the bobsled and 100%. Walk the rest of the way. Like, everyone is cheering him on to finish that race, no matter how hard it is for him. He's meant to be back in the 5,000-metre final today, Jim. Is he going to be up and ready for that, do you think?
I don't think so, Gabby. I think that race has taken a much bigger toll on him than he thought it might have. So we're waiting on news on that today, but it's not looking great at the moment.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I guess what is next for Pat? Does he have his eyes set on Paris 2024?
I was actually speaking to him yesterday and I said, you know, this could be your last Olympics. And he said, oh, I hope not.
Good on him.
I wanted to ask you too, Jim, how hard is it not being there? Because you would normally travel with him to these kind of events, would you not?
Yes and no. We've been to an awful lot of places, you know, around Australia, around the world, watching Pat and his siblings in different things, which is fantastic. All the rest we were either watching on a live stream or trying to get results on the internet. So
God,
it's not something we're unaccustomed to.
You must be on the edge of your seat. I've got to ask you, Jim, he's got a heart the size of a lion. Like, to get across that finish line over the weekend, it was incredible. Where's he get that from? Where's he get that grit, that determination, that strength from?
Is it you?
From his mother.
From his mother. Garrett.
She's persisted with me for 30 years. So
Well, I think you had something to do with it too. He's just a fantastic Australian. Patrick Tiernan. Just to, watch what he did over the weekend was really inspirational. And, I know he said it's not looking good, but we'll wait with bated breath for news today on the 5,000-metre long-distance run final and whether or not he can compete. But for now, Jim Tiernan, thank you so much for your time and good luck to you, your wife and your amazing son.
Look, thanks, Cliffo and Gabby, and thanks for all the well wishes out there. The inflow of support's just been incredible. The Hit Breakfast Show.